All right, welcome back to the Arkansas Prep Extra podcast here on Scorebook Live. Cade Carlton joined alongside Nate Olson. Last week, we brought you 7A, 6A, and 5A previews for this year. Now, this week, a little more than a week out from the start of high school football season, we're going to bring you 4A, 3A, and 2A previews. And I guess we could start in 4A, where when you talk about 4A, one of the first teams that always comes to mind is Warren, and rightfully so.
Absolutely. And, you know, as we record this, this is Tuesday. Tonight, there are benefit games. So we've got full football. I'll be at a football game tonight, Bryant and Camden Fairview, but games all over, Fayetteville and Greenwood tonight. A lot of people are going to be looking at that. But, yeah, let's go right to 4A and Warren, the Warren Lumberjacks. Last year undefeated up until the final or until the semifinals against Rivercrest, and ran into a real tough team there. We'll talk about them in a minute, but loaded with talent. Antonio Jordan, 6'4", 220 receiver. Underrated, in my opinion, a three-star. We can get into stars and recruiting some other time, but I think undervalued, and Arkansas getting a very good player there. They've had a lot of luck with Warren receivers, as we've seen, and he's a good one. Jackson Denton, their sophomore quarterback, kind of crazy to think that as a freshman, he led them all the way to the semifinals. He's got a lot of help. He knows how to use him, doesn't try to do too much, but puts up some big numbers. And you got Bo Hembry, who is right now in the bet, one of the best coaches, active coaches, maybe one of the better coaches of all time in Arkansas high school football. He can coach about anywhere he want to, and he stayed in Warren and just really built a dynasty. And I think right now, you know, if you're handicapping it, the overwhelming favorite probably to win this. But, you know, you look at some of the other teams in this, you know, Arkadelphia, we've seen them be major players in the last couple of years. I think they won three conference titles in 5 years. They're a state championship caliber team. A lot of years, Trey Shucker's done a good job with them, and they had a rough start early, came back, ran through the slate and won several games and did well in the playoffs. And they're going to have to contend with Bauxite in that 7-4A. Bauxite, a team that has won big at the lower level in the 90s and 2000s, a little bit under John Watson. And they've got a generational type talent in Marcus Wimberly. Three players in school history have been Division I players there that have gotten scholarships. They have another guy who punted at Arkansas State that you may know, Neely Sullivan. He punted there a few years ago. He's a coach at Batesville right now. So he did play college football, but not on scholarship initially. But these guys, and Neely was a quarterback and a good one for Bauxite, but Wimberly can play everything. He can play any position on the football field, probably other than line. He probably could even play defensive end if he needed to, but he is a quarterback, a receiver, a running back on offense. They've got a good quarterback and sophomore Elijah Perry, but you've got Wimberly in that huddle, kind of reassuring everybody. You get him the football, he's going to get some big yards. Then on defense, he is a safety. Michigan ranked him as the best safety that they evaluated in that class. There was about 50 or 60 of them. He was at the very top, got offered by Michigan, Arkansas, several others. He's going to Oklahoma at this point. He's committed there. But at the 4A level, that's a guy that can really take you and put him on your back. He's in tremendous shape, works out every day in the morning before he even goes to the football workouts with a trainer. So he is in immaculate shape, and he's really ready, I think, to try to take Bauxite to a state championship. That's something they haven't done in a long time, and he would love to do that. Look at Elkins. You look at Ozark. Elkins had a dynamite offense last year. Now they're going to rely on their defense. Ozark's got Kobe Wilbanks, pound for pound, one of the better football players, regardless of class, a quarterback who started off as a receiver. He runs the football. He throws the football, has the hillbillies in contention to make a run. And then, so 4A is really deep. And, you know, you look at Mills, who goes from 5A to 4A, lots of talent. Discipline is the thing they need to work on. You know, last year, a couple times, you know, lost some games they shouldn't have. They had, you know, but lots of talent there. And so they are a contender, and DeWitt will be Warren's biggest competition. They've got a good football team with Tommy Cody. So really, really good football in 4A. Small enough to be kind of small school in the small school field, but a lot of talent and some Division I athletes roaming around at that level.
Going down to 3A, we talked last week a lot about some of the reclassification conferences and what that's going to look like. I think 3A is the one that might have some of the more interesting reclassification across the state, because especially in Northeast Arkansas, you look at that 3A3 conference, you have Rivercrest moving down after going to the state championship 4A last year, Newport also in there along with Walnut Ridge, and I think that 3A3 this year is going to be one of the more competitive conferences in the state.
It will, you know, and all those teams, Cade, could make deep runs. And I mean, we had Newport as a surprise team this year because they got Keandre Barker. And Barker starts off his prep career at BB, the first freshman sophomore year, goes to Texas, doesn't work out there. He's not eligible. Thinks about Miami, Florida, does not go there, goes back to BB. In June, decides, you know what, I'm going to go to Newport. And their loss is Newport's game, because we just talked about how a guy that is that talented can help you at the small school level, could easily run for over 1500 yards this year and lots of touchdowns. Think he will also play defense because they lost a key defensive back there. So, and Imani Rand, he transferred to Greenwood. He was a two-way guy, going to play receiver at Greenwood, fast guy. So Barker probably plays both ways. You know, in July he said he wasn't, but I bet he does now. Instantly makes them better. When you've got a running back that can carry the ball. And I like Rivercrest a lot. Moving down, they gave Harding Academy all they wanted in the fourth quarter, made a comeback. Kevontae Washington made our top 30 quarterback list. Love that guy. Dynamic. Love these guys that can throw the football and run the football. You don't know what you're going to get with him when he lines up the line of scrimmage. You have to honor both of those things because he's dangerous. He can hurt you with both. And then he's also gets in a situation where it's third and 12 and he just takes off. You know, you get the rush on him and he gets out of the pocket. Yeah. So they're very dangerous. Think they've got a good chance to go. You look at some other teams, you know, in Walnut Ridge, you mentioned, and then Wynn, or now Cross County, I almost said Van Pascal's old school Wynn. You know, he's in the same vicinity again. Look out for them a little bit. You know, they had a good year last year. They've got some good guys in Division I prospect on the defensive line. So that's going to be a very rugged. I think that league may be the best. Always like it when Northeast Arkansas represents. I know you do that too. I go on several shows with you and Budrow, and we kind of agree that Northeast Arkansas gets the shaft sometimes on the coverage around the state. So you're not going to be able to ignore these guys. They're going to command some attention. And you also look at Prescott, probably like Warren, the overwhelming favorite to win it. You know, you might have to talk to Boonville about that too, and we'll get to them in a second. But Prescott, Division I talent, DeCary Prater has played a lot of defensive back. That's what he's going to Tulsa to play, but he moves to quarterback, 6'3", like 185, super athletic, can run the ball. You know, and then they've got Dwayne White out there, receiver, running back type. So they're athletic. And, you know, you talk about teams like that, like Warren that and Rivercrest, that are always going to kind of have the athletic advantage. And they always seem to have really good athletes. And those particular teams are all well coached too. So another team, you know, Prescott every year is in the conversation. Last year they get to Boonville in the championship. They can't get it done. Boonville is trying to get back. They have a huge hole to fill on offense and defense with Dax Goff. He's going to Harding. Really thought he was a Division I caliber linebacker. And those are the kinds of players you get when you're a Division II national champion. You get some guys that are probably borderline Division I, and they got him. And so that's a huge hole to fill there on both sides. Jace Washburn, the quarterback, look for him to throw it a little bit more, run a little bit more. It was kind of a game manager last year, but showed some flashes. He will take the ball a lot more in this Veer offense and run it more and make the defense kind of put them on their heels a little bit more. Think that they are definitely in contention to repeat again. Could be a repeat of last year's finals, really. I mean, those two teams are probably the best. And you look at over in that neck of the woods too, and the River Valley with Mansfield, you know, they're an up and coming team, played well last year. Mansfield, Charleston, Boonville, those are all big games to watch over in that conference in the River Valley. All those teams are really good.
Going down to 2A, you know, last year, Mark Tree and EPC, both with big years, along with Conway Christian, all made deep runs into the 2A the 2A playoffs last year. I think all three expected to be good this year too, but Junction City and Carlisle also going to be at the top of the pack as well.
2A is fun. You know, it's trimmed down a little bit from what it was in recent years with 11-man football and that kind of thing. But there's still a lot of good teams in there. And, you know, again, you mentioned a Northeast Arkansas conference. Those teams, you know, the one thing I think they have to worry about is just kind of beating each other up, because they all three, you know, are in that probably top five area of 2A. And I like Mark Tree a lot. I think they've got a ton of athleticism, and that's kind of a common theme here. You know, it just depth and athleticism. EPC had it last year, and they had Dennis Gaines and the great running back. So they're kind of try to be, you know, to replace him. So, that will be a good league there, and Desark. So all those teams really good, and we'll have a chance. And then Junction City, Devin Ball, you know, he's trying to get back, you know, that swagger that they had there. And, you know, when he played under Coach Carpenter, and I think he's got it. He's got some depth there, some good talent. And, you know, Carlisle and Bigelow, they were there last year. They both would like to get back. Carlisle probably has a little bit more experience. Bigelow, I like Luke Starks. You know, he played there, played for his dad. And I think he's one of the rising stars in that game. I think he's one of the really good coaches that a lot of people probably don't know as much about. And it's going to be a situation for him. Does he want to stay in Bigelow where he's from, or does he want to move up? Because I think he's definitely got the ability to do it. But a lot of talent runs through there too. And I think when you're a coach, you see that, and you know that if you're at a certain program, you're going to have a chance to win every year. And they are, again, they're a little short on offensive experience, but defensively they have 9 returning starters. So that's going to be enough to keep them in there. And Conway Christian's got an explosive offense. That's going to be probably for a conference championship. A lot of people like Conway Christian to make a run to Little Rock. So, and you look at those conferences, some really key matchups that will happen. You can look at our top 25 games to watch and see a lot of those and preview a lot of those games that will happen in October and November.
Well, I know you guys have a lot of stuff on the website right now. You mentioned the top 25 games to watch, but also you started to rank some positions. I know the latest one you did, you mentioned, was the quarterback rankings. Yes. Got some high school volleyball preseason rankings as well. So I know a lot of stuff both on the website right now, and then also coming to the website as we're nearing closer to kickoff.
Hey, and I want to – there is a disclaimer in the story, but I want to explain this while I've got the floor. So there's a lot of discussion, a lot of it I don't read, about the list. Some people are upset. Now, you've got to remember, 30 is not a big list. And there's not – so a couple of things. That not necessarily the top 30 recruits. We're talking about 30 great high school football players. There's probably about 100 great quarterbacks or good quarterbacks, guys that could be on the list. We've got to pare them down. The other thing is we rely on coaches, stats. We watch some tape. We've seen some of these guys in person. So there's a whole formula that goes into it. One thing that we would love to see improved is more of a stat hub where you could see the stats of every player at a click of the button. We don't have that. There are some stats, and some people will say they lead the state in passing. Well, that's incomplete because not everybody is in there. So that's inaccurate. We will never say that because there are still some coaches that don't report it to certain hubs. So that would help us immensely if there was a hub where every quarterback and every receiver, every position — you can't quantify offensive linemen, obviously, even though they do try to do some stats with pancakes and things. But that's what you need to understand. Now, if you don't get on there and you're a parent and you're upset, please don't be angry. Let us know. And then what we will do is we're going to have more lists that come out that they could fit under. And also we are going to do a top sophomores, juniors, and seniors list. So if let's say that your quarterback didn't get on there and he's a senior, well, he can be considered. And then the good thing about that list is most of the lists that we're doing right now are based on last year's statistics. When we start to do the position lists or the class lists, everybody that was on the position list will be on that one, but then we'll add some people in that have had good starts to the season. So just calm down a little bit. We'll take care of them, but we, you know, you can bring it to our attention. Please don't cuss us out though. we would like diplomatic responses. And if you do it that way and send it to us, or put it on social media, we'll definitely consider them. But it is a monumental task to pare it down. And there are guys and girls too, in the other lists that get lost in the shuffle because there's so many kids and stats are a little hard to come by sometimes. So please bear with us. We're the only ones doing this. You know, there are recruiting rankings and things, but we're the only ones that are doing right. This position by position. We want to do it, and we will do it the very best. You know, be rest assured, we spend a lot of time on this. So just bear with us. But I wanted to give that disclaimer.
Well, I know we'll be back next week on Monday, and next week we'll have some benefit games to recap, sure. But we're going to look ahead to next Friday night, the first week of high school football in Arkansas.
Yeah, it's so awesome. And you know, we will talk volleyball on here too, but football, you know, football season started for me right after the 4th of July. Really, I started digging into the research on some of this stuff, and it's been really glorious for me to be able to watch some tape, to read up on some of this stuff and to look at some of these guys. And it's exciting. I mean, we just went through all the classes. I think every one of these classes has a chance to have a really good playoff and a good championship game. I think the one class, you know, when you look at Parkview and Greenwood, they could run the table pretty and be dominant. But the other classes, I think it's going to be close, and there could be some surprises. And even in 6A and 5A, some of the rounds leading up to it, you know, you've got some good teams there that'll be fighting it out. But I think when you're talking about best teams in the state, Parkview, Greenwood are up there, and Bryant. And I don't know that Bryant will run through it as easy as they will, but I think they will. But it's going to be fun to chronicle it. I'm glad you're on board. We'll have a good time, and we're gonna be here every week for as long as I hit record the rest of the school year. So I'm looking forward to it.